Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
If you fear God, you would always remember him. If you remember him, it would define the way you enjoy life. So he's saying that enjoy life, but it must spring from a place where you are always remembering God in the midst of your enjoyment.
As time passes, we all get older. And like Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, our lives shift from light to dark. This week, Pastor Neil wraps up his study on the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon tells us to fear God while we are still young. He points out that we should enjoy life, but do it with reverence to God, because we will be judged for what we do. Pastor Neil encourages us to think about our Creator during our youth and to follow His commands. He explains that those who truly love God will keep Him in their hearts and find happiness in their connection with Him and the life He gives us. So, it's essential to enjoy life while realizing that our opportunities are limited. Let's listen to Pastor Neil's message. Enjoy, remember, fear.
All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we'll pick up from verse 7 to verse 10. Are you with me? So we will have what I call an imperative in Bible study, or an operative word for that whole session, and we will call it remember. Everybody say remember. There are three things we are supposed to remember. Now, go to chapter 11 again and look at verse 8. We are supposed to remember something. What are we supposed to remember in chapter 11, verse 8? He says, remember the days of what? So as a young person, whilst you enjoy, remember the old days ahead of you. He says, remember that. Verse 9 tells us to remember something else. What else? In King James, you use the word rejoice. Remember what else? Remember judgment day. So he said, remember as you enjoy that there will be some old age coming. The day your teeth will fall out and your hands will be weak. All of you, look at me. Take a look at my hair. I like cutting my hair, but this week I decided to leave it for a reason. What do you see? What do you see? It's not silver. You see gray. Right? But if I showed you a picture of me some years back, you realize that my hair was completely what? Black. But what I want to show you is that young people, you will not be the same way you are. You will change. The gray hair will come. You see some marks in my face? In fact, I looked at my picture about just 10 years down. Oh, man. My face looks so good. Smooth. Smooth. But now you can tell that some things have started what? Showing them. So what Solomon is saying is that think, because you will not be like this forever. And whilst you are young, and he's not just saying it to the young people, though, because I'm sure you can still see some black, can't you? But there's going to come a time you will see no black. So he's saying that whenever you begin life, that is when you're supposed to look for God. Because as the days go by, they change from the days of light to the days of darkness. The days where you are no more seeing well. The days when your arms, no matter how strong they are, will start becoming what? Weaker and weaker. So he says, remember. Remember God. Three things. Remember that there will be many dark days. Remember that God will judge you. But remember God, your creator. Okay, let's deal with the last session. Let's pick up from verse 9 to verse 14 of chapter 12. All right, so Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's pick up from verse 9 to verse 14. Not only was the teacher wise, But he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words. And what he wrote was upright and true. Teachers in the nations of the world, listen to God's word. A teacher searches for the right words and make sure that what they are teaching is upright and true. Verse 11. The words of the wise are like gourds. They are collected sayings like firmly embedded nails given to by one shepherd. Every book of the Bible has Jesus in it. And here we see a picture of Jesus. He is that one shepherd who is considered wiser than anything with whom life has what? True meaning. Verse 12. Be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. He is not educating against learning and education, but he's saying that if that is what you're going to use as your means of finding happiness and understanding joy and how to live with God, you have a problem because you'll be worried at some point. Amen? Verse 13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the duty of all mankind. Can I say that again? Yes. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the duty of all mankind. Verse 14, shall we all read together? Shall we? Go. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Repeated words, the word wise. And then the word what? Judgment. Then the word what? God. So if you put all the repeated words from every session together, you can see what Solomon is up to. The operative word in this session is fear God. Fear him. He says the teacher who is wise is reminding you that there is going to be judgment. Because of that, you got to fear God. Amen. Hence, the three words I use in my title: enjoy, remember, fear. Let's say that together. All right, let me give you one summary statement for everything we read. It's a summary of the entire session, that those who truly fear God will remember him and enjoy both God and the life he gives to them. Those who truly fear God. If you claim you are enjoying life and you don't fear God, you are actually not enjoying life. Because your enjoyment of life is dependent of your fear of God. Because that defines your enjoyment. That shapes your enjoyment. Are you with me today? So those who truly fear God, let's say that together, shall we? Those who truly fear God will remember him and enjoy both God and the life he gives them. Your fear of God would drive you to always remember him. And as you remember him, that would define the boundaries of your enjoyment. That's what Solomon is saying. That in life, everything begins with the fear of God. We're not talking about the fact that God is some caricature that we are afraid of. But he's talking about reverence. If you want to alliterate what I have just said, you can say enjoy is rejoice. At least that's what the King James says. And fear is revere. So rejoice, remember, revere. I just want to make it plain so nobody's looking for the meaning of words. Enjoy, remember, fear. The proper order is that if you fear God, you would always remember him. If you remember him, it would define the way you enjoy life. So he's saying that enjoy life. But it must spring from a place where you are always remembering God in the midst of your enjoyment. And because you remember God, it is because you already have a fundamental fear of him. That he is your God. This is why he says the whole duty of man is to fear God and obey his commands. So let's draw some lessons. I have 6 lessons for you. Please write it down. Enjoy life while you can. Enjoy life while you can. Realize, number 2, realize that opportunities aren't unlimited. In other words, some opportunities you may have when you are 15, you might not have them when you are 20. So when you are 15, whatever you're supposed to do, do. Are you with me? And at this early age, he's telling you this is when you have to look for God. Some people think, worship when we come to church is for adults. No way. No way. He says, remember your creator when? Remember your creator when? I want to make this argument. The church is gradually becoming worldly. And we are trying to pick up things, clues from the world, and we are living our lives based on it. The vision of having the youth have their service is something I've been thinking through for 4 years. It's been breathing in my heart for that long. Do you realize that every law right now in this country is aimed at young people? Can you see it? They don't even care about all of us so-called adults. They are trying to catch them young. And they go as far as kindergarten. So when we come to church and say, let's do an appropriate thing for the kids, wake up. Because the people back there have already caught it that at every age, they are capable of taking stuff in. So if a kid will stand here and worship the Lord and raise their hands, it is not out of the ordinary. They are catching them young. In fact, this November, one of the ballot measures is question 1. It is considered and it is called the Reproductive Amendment Rights. They just changed the words about a week ago so that it will look like it is just about abortion. But in it are enshrined 2 things. Number 1, you want to know? No, I'm still in Ecclesiastes. I'm making an application. In it is that a child, if they are 10, can go get abortion without you knowing. But when they are done, they will bring the child to your house and you deal with the excess. But the way the law has been written, so they realize all of us are going to places fighting. Now they are taking it to the whole state. Because according to the laws of the state of Maryland, abortion is legal since 1991. Why are you bringing this back again? That is how you know that there is something else this one is about. So parental rights have been put inside the law. Your kid has a right to get abortion without you. And your kid has a right to say that he is no more a boy but a girl without you. That's enshrined in there. Fear God, America. I told you I was making an application. We can only fear him if we remember him. We remember him not only as our God, but he's the creator and he's a judge also. And Solomon says, remember, because there will be many dark what? Days coming. The days when your teeth will fall, your hands can't hold, you are afraid to go on a walk by yourself. He said, those days will be many. They are on its way. He says, remember that. So that whilst you enjoy, whilst we make laws, whilst we tell people the things we need to do, remember that enjoy, remember, fear. It starts with fear. Then you remember. Then you... Pastor, you just did politics. No, I did not, because I never asked you to vote for an individual. I said vote against a measure. Amen? 13 states already have it. And I'll repeat, abortion is already legal in the state of Maryland since 1991. So the question you have to ask is, why are you bringing this back again? It is because of the new things that are in there. I know some of you, because of your political party, you believe in abortion. I'm not going to fight you, but your parental rights are also inside the same thing, and it will be taken from you. I pray that this nation will remember God. But the true fear of God is what causes a people to remember him. Amen. Amen. Else we can walk into churches and we don't care, because we have no fear of God in us. Our remembrance of God is just singing two hymns and a few, and then after that, we say a prayer and we are done. The true fear of God is what stirs up in the spirit of an individual, and they live in a way that they would live to please God and nobody else. Amen? Amen? Sometimes we are so much focused on the loss of men. I stand for correction, but I'll say this into the camera. I want anybody to prove to me where there are laws of immigration in the Bible, because it's only the Most High that determines the boundaries of where people live. Humans don't. Governments don't. God creates his world. Make this whole world free. Then you bring passport to limit us where we can and cannot go. When you are following politics, please be careful. I've often said this. You are a kingdom individual. So as far as I'm concerned, there are certain prayers I don't pray. Let's pray that the border will be closed. Go tell him to close it. He made his word free. Because we human beings have put boundaries, that's why we are suffering. It is our law, so let's deal with it. Don't bring God into the equation. He's not in it. It is not an individual. I'm still dealing with a measure. Are you guys with me? So the first lesson we learned that I gave you was what? Enjoy life while you can. Number two, realize that opportunities aren't unlimited. Number three, don't postpone the opportunities God has given you. Don't postpone it. If you have breath today, use it and do something meaningful. Quit postponing stuff. I will serve God better next year. Serve God better now. Number four, remember your Creator while you have time. Right now, you do have it. Remember him whilst you have time. Drop any sense of self-sufficiency you may have and commit your life to God. That's number one. Number five, spend your whole life committed to God and you will never regret it. You know how some people say, oh, let me just live anyhow. When I get old, I will change. You don't know how long you will live. These days, teenagers die. Sometimes people even below their teens, they die. 90 die. 80 die. 50 die. 40 die. You are very quiet. Death is not something nobody wants to hear. But what I'm saying is that death comes to all of us. It's common. And it can come at any what? Me, you see here today, you may not see me after some time. I intend to stick around, though. Spend your whole life committed to God. You will never, what? Regret it. Last lesson. Get to know God as your Creator, Savior, and Judge before you grow old and die. He created you. He came to save you. But one day he will judge you. Get to know that. Get to know God, your Creator, your Savior, but also as your judge. You know how this modern day theology in churches about God is a God of love? And it is true. God is a God of what? Love. But the flip side is also true, that he is a God of what? Judgment. And we have to balance that truth to people so they don't live anyhow. Amen. Did you learn anything today? No matter how old you are, you have the opportunity to reuse the rest of your life, beginning right now. Resolve not to waste time. When you go home, talk to family members. You, as an individual, make a decision that today is the day. Then the Apostle Paul said that today is the day. Today is the day of what? Salvation. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Wouldn't it be so bad that you die and you go to hell, and the people who said that for them they are going to hell, they meet you there? Wouldn't it be bad? What I'm trying to say is that if it's heaven you say you want to go, make a decision to do it and do it right. Do it right and do it what? Right now. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. We assume we all live very long. But the truth is, you don't know. Amen. I have friends who I began the year with. They are no more. And they are not old. Remember your Creator. Let's say that together. If you haven't already come to the one who has done everything for you, that is to God, I want you to spend the rest of your life remembering and serving Him. Everybody grab your Bible. We are going to read this last text and we will close. Enjoy, remember, fear. Your fear of God will detect if you remember Him or not. And whilst you remember Him, it must be set the boundaries of your enjoyment. Is it okay if I address something before we read a text? Can I address something before we read a text? Is it okay if I did? I know some of you are reluctant in saying yes because you don't know what. I want to address it looking at letter T. A Christian who thinks the real enjoyment at parties is to play unbelieving songs. Cha is wrong. It is wrong. God, we can still rejoice in God with songs that are not worldly. You heard me, right? We think that if we don't play unbelieving songs, then we are not having party. How many of you at my 50th birthday party? Did you hear one unbelieving song? And how many of you didn't have a time to dance? We had fun. Because I know how to have fun in Jesus. You don't drink alcohol. You have your party. Your friends show up. And then they detect. If it's my party, no. It's a no. Yes. Set boundaries. I love you, but I have boundaries. Yes. How many of you allow the same people to go into your bedroom and sleep with your spouses? You wouldn't do it, right? Yet you allow other things. What I'm trying to say to you is that when you fear God, it must come through. It must be seen. I'm not talking about being legalistic. It must be seen because I'm talking about when you come to that place. I gave you a definition when we started Ecclesiastes. How many of you remember? That day I defined the fear of God. You forgot. I said, I fear God when I'm in awe of Him, amazed at His person. And then I recognize His preeminence. And I'm always alert to His passion, understanding that God wants me to do things a certain way. The church must return to that place. You and I must return to that what? Place. People are lying on their resumes and Christians are doing it. Yeah. Stand for something. Because one day when you get somebody and you tell them, I fear God, and they were the managers who hired you and they knew something wasn't right, you're right. Our witness have become dull. It's because collectively, all of us, pastors, church members, there are pastors standing in the pulpit sleeping with people who are not their spouses. And there are all kinds. The fear of God drives us to remember God. Sometimes you go to places and then the people will say, oh, no, no. When you pray, don't speak in tongues. People don't like that. So if I spoke German, they would like that. Even if they don't understand German. Then they will start asking, what is the meaning of what you said? If I can speak English and German and tree, then I must as well speak in tongues. And don't be afraid. The world is defining us. And in the name of wanting to reach a dying world, we are changing for them. No, can't do that. And I'm telling you why. Because the Bible says their eyes have been blinded. How do you change for a blind person? They don't see you are changing. It is the Holy Spirit who will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of a judgment. So allow the Holy Spirit to dictate your actions. When he does it, he will bring that person to... Your words don't bring people to Christ. It is only God who would do it. Are you understanding what Solomon is doing? So he's reminding us, fear God. Let that fear dictate how you remember him. And let your remembrance of God, your creator, define how you enjoy life. Did you understand what we talked about today? All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We're going to read verse 13 and 14. And we will close this morning. If all of us can read from the same version, that would be nice. Okay, shall we? Ready? Read. Now, all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the duty of all mankind. Into judgment. Including... Underline hidden. For all the things as a husband you are hiding from your wife, God will bring it into judgment. Is the flip side also true? For God will bring every wife who is hiding stuff from the husband into judgment. For every pastor who is hiding the truth of God's word from their church members just so they will look superior, God will judge them. For every church member who is also withholding or hiding stuff from me. Because right now it's me and you who are talking. That's funny, right? In other words, God is saying, your life must be an open book. Stop the secrecy. Because it's not worth it. If you are living to please God, would you really see the need to hide something? So we hide because... we ain't pleasing him. But if we do it, God is calling all of us. True Solomon. Solomon says, come on, let's go with the five W's as we close. Solomon says, I have tried what? Women. Uh-huh. Work. Uh-huh. Wine. Uh-huh. Wealth and wisdom. Says, I've tried all of them. And I realize that they are meaningless if God is not in it. And he says, people, the best way to live life is fear God. It will cause you to always, what? Remember him.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555. Or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.